Sometimes when we're trying something new, or when we face a difficult decision, or when we want to celebrate something, or when we just feel lost and alone and uncertain about life, the universe and everything, we need a blessing. We don't always think of it that way or word it like that. We say we need advice or support or companions or someone to come along beside and lift us up again so we can see more than the tops of our shoes. We seek a blessing.
For many of us, we go home. We ask mom, we talk to dad, or brothers and sisters, close friends, those we grew up with, those who know us best. We want them alongside, we want them to be in their presence, but somehow we know that being there, being home, will make all things better. Maybe it won't be fixed or solved or wished away, but at least we won't be alone. We seek a blessing.
Mary, faced with an incomprehensible burden and gift, ran to Cousin Elizabeth's house, looking for someone who knew a little about what she was going through, looking for a place to hide until the reality of her condition could become something real. And she received a blessing. The prophet Micah spoke of a blessing coming to an unexpected place in an unassuming town, yet by God's grace would become the means through which God would bless you, or would bless the whole world. Bethlehem, the little town of blessing. We seek a blessing.
We light three candles, the candle of hope, of peace, of joy, and today of love. As a sign that we know blessings and we know waiting for blessing to be felt and live. We light these candles as a sign that we will still seek a blessing. It's time to go home.